Well, good morning to each one again. This is Brother Ephraim on the Fountain of Life. This morning we want to dwell a little bit in Psalm 1. And let me read that psalm to you. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Now let me submit to you this morning that there's a reason for this psalm to be the first one. And I believe it should be on the forefront of our list of scriptures that we consider favorites. If we do have favorites, I believe it's right to spend more time in some than others. The whole Bible is written for us. Every scripture is given for reproof, for instruction, for instruction in righteousness. So we don't pick and choose, but at the same time, there are some scriptures that are very, very deep, very, very good for us to meditate in. And anyhow, it starts out, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. There's a sequence here. First, it's walking in the counsel of the ungodly. And walking and counsel have to do with each other. We get counsel. At least I hope we do. The wise will get counsel. There's safety in the multitude of counselors. Counsel goes with walking. We get counsel and then we walk in that way. Where are we getting counsel? Are we getting it from the ungodly? Or from the godly and from God, from His Word? I encourage you this morning to make sure that your counsel is coming from the Word or from those that have the Word. And it says, nor standeth in the way of sinners. First, we're walking, and the ungodly, or the man that is not like someone is talking about, the man that does walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Next, he's standing in the way of sinners. There's a proverb that says, the righteous man falls seven times and gets back up again. So there is that thing of, we do err sometimes, we fall sometimes, but the righteous will get back up again. And we see that in the life of David. God himself said that David was a man after his own heart. But if we look at David's life, we see that he had some major fallings. There was some major difficulty, major problems in David's life. Sins, but each time he got back up again, and he repented, and he turned back to the Lord, and walked with him again. He wasn't just standing in the way of sinners, although he did fall into it. He didn't stand there, he got back up again, and he got back to the Lord. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Let's not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, because then next we will stand in the way of sinners. Then we will sit down in the seat of the scornful. How sad when someone is in this place. He sits down in the seat of the scornful, and there he is. He has hardened his heart against the righteous. He despises the holy. He despises just men. He has sat down with the scornful. And there he is, and there he stays. Unless he gets up, unless he repents again and gets up and turns back to God. If you're sitting in the seat of the scornful this morning, I invite you to repent and turn to Jesus Christ. Let God be God. And the thing of meditation, it starts in meditation often. Meditation is very, very important in the Christian life. And I would like to suggest to you that there's a type in the Old Testament in the animals that were clean. The ones that were clean, they were the ones that chewed their cud, and their hoofs were divided. They had a left part of the hoof and a right part of the hoof. And I submit to you that there's something in this for us to glean, for us to understand in the way of meditation. The clean animal, he eats, and he doesn't forget what he ate. He actually brings it back up again, and he chews on it, and he chews and chews. This is how we should be with the word. When we hear the word, afterwards, we should bring it back up into our mind again, and we should meditate on it. Just meditate, meditate. And then the clean animals had their hooves departed. They had split. And as we meditate on the word, we become discerning. And we look at the issues of life, and we choose. We know that there's two ways in this life. One's the broad way, one's the narrow way. And we look at everything in our life. We try the spirits. We look at things that come our way, and we see, is this pleasing to God? Is this going to take me closer to God, or is it going to take me away from God? Which is it? And we make distinction between right and wrong. Versus where the unclean animals, they just eat their food and they forget about it. That's like us when we hear the word, we go our way, and we forget about it. James 1 talks about it, being hearers of the word and not doers. And then the ones that don't have their hoofs split. They don't make distinction between right and wrong. They just do whatever they want to do. There's just one way, and that's their own way. Let's not be like that. Let's be discerning. And how does that happen? We need to meditate. The godly man, his delight is in the law of the Lord. He doesn't just consider it his duty to be in the Word in the morning, or spend a certain time of the day in the Word. It's not just a thing of duty, but it's his delight. He delights in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night, all the day long. And in the night, when he wakes up, his meditation is in the law of the Lord. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. The trees that are planted by the rivers, they don't dry up. They don't suffer from drought. Their roots are down into the moist ground right there beside the river, and they're always flourishing. In difficulty, when things go bad, when there's drought, and when there's rain, they know how to abound, both in plenty and in want. And he brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And that speaks a lot to in the same lines as what we were looking at yesterday in John 15, on the vine and being branches that are abiding in the vine, bearing fruit. But the ungodly are not so. They are like the chaff which the wind drives away. The chaff just goes whichever way the wind drives it. The wind comes along, and the chaff goes with the wind. The ungodly are like that. They go whichever way the world, the society, and whatever way they feel like going, it just goes back and forth and up and down and restless, going whichever way they feel like going. And let's not be like that. If we have our feet on the rock, Jesus Christ, our heart is in the Word, our meditations are in the Word day and night, we will be not like the ungodly that are driven this way and that, but like the tree. The tree doesn't just move around. It grows, and it stays right where it started growing. It stays there. It stays there right by the river and grows up and bears fruit. And that's wonderful. It's wonderful. We can abide in Christ and stay there and prosper. That's my prayer for you this morning. I pray that you would be edified today and lifted up and encouraged. I thank you for listening in. Hope you've been blessed with the meditations this week, and God bless you.